Clear and very cold tonight, low 5 to 10 degrees. Sunny and cold tomorrow with a high in the upper 20s. Going to warm up on Tuesday, though, should be around 40. Right now it's clear in Midtown Manhattan, and it's 15 degrees.
My name is Tom Carvel, and I'm speaking with Sebastian Tringali. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Where is your store located?
My store is located at 85th Street and 1st Avenue in Manhattan.
Now, you've been in the ice cream business for about 8 years, haven't you?
Yes.
Why would you pick Carvel after all these years of being in the business?
Well, I've always liked the product, and I never knew how it was derived at.
Mm-hmm. In other words, you find that Carvel's a better product.
It is a superior product. It's a heavyweight ice cream, and to my knowledge, there is less air in the product itself,
right,
other than other ice creams, which I have tasted over the many years.
All right, now where's your store located again?
85th Street and 1st Avenue in Manhattan.
Good.
Gramercy Park Clothes of 61 West 23rd Street says, everybody but everybody must have seen the article in the newspapers about saving money on men's clothing. Gramercy Park hasn't seen so many people coming to buy clothes in its 78 years of manufacturing. It took a major newspaper article to explain how Gramercy Park sells better clothing to men who won't pay high prices. If you want good-looking clothes without paying high prices, do this. Go to the sixth floor of the factory building at 61 West 23rd Street. Try on the beautiful new suits, the sport coats, the cashmeres, the tweeds, the slacks. Much better clothing than you thought you could get for this kind of money. There is no obligation and credit cards are okay. Gramercy Park Clothes is open to 7, Saturday to 6, and on Sunday from 10 to 5. The address is 61 West 23rd Street, New York.
WCBS News Time is 8:26, and I guess you can't really talk too much about the weather, as cold as it is right now. In the fiercest blast of a cold winter, the temperature plunged to a record 43 degrees below zero early today in the Adirondack Mountains of upstate New York. Bitter cold has gripped the upper Midwest, the East, and the South, stalling cars, freezing water lines, and setting record low temperatures. Many Americans have huddled indoors watching the Super Bowl, for example, on television. The coldest spot of the nation was Saranac Lake, New York, high in the Adirondack Mountains, where the mercury dipped to 43 degrees below zero in the early morning hours, never climbed above zero during the day, and it was so cold that water lines froze on dead-end streets. A police spokesman at Saranac Lake says a lot of motorists were stranded, many because of dead batteries and cars that just wouldn't shift. In the Northeast, the cold was aggravated by strong winds, which created wind chill factors so low that residents have tried to ignore them. Record cold temperatures have been set across a wide band, including the upper Midwest, the Ohio Valley, and up and down the East Coast. The temperature plunged to 36 below zero in Messina, New York, 30 below at Watertown, New York, to a record 25 below at Lansing, Michigan, and to a minus 18 degrees in Detroit, the coldest January day since Detroit started keeping records 104 years ago. The temperature on the New York Harbor Pier was 8 degrees this afternoon as James Kirkos dove into the water. He says, I saw the cross go into the water, I dove in, and even with the cold, I just couldn't get out without the cross. I wouldn't get out without it. Kirkos, an 18-year-old senior at Lyndhurst High School in New Jersey, took part in the Epiphany celebration of the Hellenic Orthodox Church of St. Nicholas, an event celebrated by casting a cross into the Hudson River. Kirkos leaped from the Battery Park Pier into the murky harbor water, and he retrieved the cross. After several minutes he got out, he was wrapped in blankets, and he received a pastoral blessing. He's all right. No after effects.